T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So I did think about this last night. A caller called in yesterday and said, best defensive players at every position you've ever seen. Forget about what they did offensively, strictly about defense. Mm-hmm. And I do think that our nine will be completely different because I went exclusive to guys I've seen. So don't complain.
Me too. So did I.
Okay. So Pie Trainer is not on your list.
No, Pie Trainer did not make it.
All right.
That is and Joe DiMaggio is not there.
Right. So don't get upset that my list doesn't include Willie Mays and yours doesn't include Joe DiMaggio.
No.
It's strictly on the guys that we saw. And I believe we may not have any similarities at all.
Okay.
Maybe one. But we'll go position by position.
All
so for first base, who you got?
Well, it's clearly Keith Hernandez.
Clearly. Wasn't even a debate.
No. To me, it's a no-brainer. I mean, you want to give me Don Mattingly, he was terrific. There's no doubt about it. You want to go way back to a guy like Vic Power, who was terrific defensively. There were some guys, very smooth fielders, but there was nobody played the position like Keith Hernandez did.
So from my era, which is starting early 90s, and I'm forgetting the offense because clearly I did, the best guy I ever saw defensively was J.T. Snow. He was that good.
He was good. J.T. Snow was very good.
I thought about Rico Bronya. I thought about Mark Teixeira, who was great with the Yankees. Thought about a few guys. Doug Minkiewicz was tremendous. But my gut tells me J.T. Snow. So clearly I'm ignoring offense. I'd go J.T. Second base was tough. It was tough for you too, right?
Very tough. To me, I'm probably going to go Mazeroski because he was, you know, really terrific defensive second baseman, and that's why he really is in the Hall of Fame. That in the home run in Game 7 against the Yankees. But, his guys, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, Joe Morgan was very good defensively. You know, Alomar was. Bobby Gritch, who played for the Angels for a long time, was a terrific defensive player. I'm going to go with Mazeroski.
Yeah, I thought about Alomar, too. I thought about Brandon Phillips, who was tremendous.
Yeah, and he was good.
And I actually thought about Orlando Hudson, a guy that Met fans were obsessed with for years because we wanted to acquire him to play second base. At the end of the day, I'm going Alomar as much as I didn't want to because of his failures with the Mets and also because it's easy. You know, he's a Hall of Famer.
Right.
O-Dog and Brandon Phillips are a little bit different, but it's tough. That was the one I was debating the most, but I go Alomar at second base.
Yeah, it was very hard. So I go Mazeroski, you go Alomar.
Shortstop.
Shortstop to me is, there's only one guy that comes close to this guy. It's got to be Ozzie Smith. And the only guy that comes close is Omar Vizquel in my mind. Ozzie Smith. I know Ray Ordonez was terrific defensively. Nobody played shortstop that I saw defensively the way Ozzie Smith played it.
Yeah, I went Vizquel just because I saw more of him than Ozzie. I saw a lot of Ozzie late in his career.
Right.
And so if I'm being fair on who I saw more of, I'd go Vizquel. Honorable mention, not saying I was going to pick this guy, but Andrew Tolsimmons, the former Brave shortstop, was outstanding.
He was very good. Yep.
But I'm going Vizquel. Third base.
It's got to be Brooks Robinson. I mean, you know, there's other guys. Greg Nettles was terrific defensively. Cleet Boyer, Scott Rowland in a later time. But nobody was Brooks. I mean, you know, they called him the human vacuum for a reason. And so to me, it's got to be Brooks Robinson.
Yeah, I thought about Rowland, Robin Ventura, Nolan Arenado, and I'm actually going to go with Nolan Arenado, and the tiebreaker on it was I've seen Arenado make plays at third base I've never seen before. He has made some incredible plays defensively, so there's a recency bias because he's still doing it.
But I'm
going to go Arenado at third base. Now with the outfield, you went left center, right? You didn't go three center fielders, right?
No.
Okay,
Yastrzemski in left. That's where I'm going. He played the Green Monster. as well as anybody. He had a solid arm in the outfield. He wasn't overly fast, but, you know, he made all the plays out there. I'm going to go with Yaz.
I had the most difficult time with left field because left field has become this position where if you're that good defensively, if you have that much speed, you're playing center, and if you have that good of an arm, you're playing right. And so it came down to really two guys from completely different eras. Young Barry Bonds was tremendous. We actually talked about his defense recently. Guy won a bunch of gold gloves.
Right.
But this is going to be a recency bias. This guy only played left field because the Yankees always seem to have a center fielder, and it's Brett Gardner. I mean, Brett Gardner has played left field.
Yeah, he's been good. He's good.
As well as anybody for such a long period of time. So I'm going to give Gardner the edge. Brett Gardner in left. Center? Yeah. Center's the big one, man.
It's loaded, center field.
Yeah, yes, it is.
And there's a lot of guys who, you know, were just, you know, really weren't very good hitters that were just tremendous defensive center fielder. I mean, Gary Maddox definitely is a guy you got to think about. I mentioned Paul Blair going way back into the 60s, a guy by the name of Ken Berry who played for the White Sox. Great defensive outfielder. Griffey Jr., Andrew Jones. You know what, though? Just because of the who he is, and I did see him, and he may be the greatest ever all-around player. I got to go with Willie Mays.
No wrong answer, man. I mean, because there's,
you know,
so Willie many.
Mays. Even Jim Edmonds is a guy you could throw in.
Oh, yeah.
I got to go with Willie Mays.
Look, the easy way out would have us to have been, let's just take three center fielders, which I know they've done with the
Not
Gold Glove
that.
For a while. We can't do that. I mean, because that, I think it's more of a challenge to kind of break it up. It's Andrew Jones. It's tough because Griffey Jr. was so incredible. It's tough because Jim Edmonds was so incredible. But I watched Andrew Jones, and I'm probably biased because the Mets would play the Braves so often. So I spent so much time at Shea Stadium watching this guy play center field. It was almost like he was on my team because I saw the freaking Braves all the time. Felt like the Mets played the Braves
right,
every other day.
I know.
And he played the fly ball to deep center, going back on a ball better than anybody I've ever seen.
Yeah, he was great. There's no question.
And it's a part of why I think he's a Hall of Famer, besides the offense. I might even talk. The offense was fine. I think he had 50 home runs in the season, all that. But he was the finest defensive center fielder I've ever seen. So I went Andrew. How about Wright?
Right field was interesting for me. There's one guy that jumped out at me immediately. But a couple guys I want to give a nod to. Al Kaline, I think, is a guy you got to consider. Dwight Dewey Evans for the Red Sox was a great, great right fielder. No question about that. But it's got to be Clemente. It's got to be Roberto. Best arm I ever saw in right field. I mean, the guy was just unbelievable. What an arm he had. Just probably the best arm I've ever seen. Made all the plays out there in the outfield. I think you got to go with Clemente.
Yeah, it's funny. I thought about the arm first because I think that's what we think about in right field. And Vladimir Guerrero made a throw that I once saw at Shea Stadium that I can't imagine anyone outside of Roberto Clemente making. And so right then and there, to me, it was going to be Vladimir. As good as Ichiro was defensively in right field, and he was great, that cannon of a throw was in the right field corner of Shea Stadium. I think he got it to third on a fly. It was insane. It was just like, didn't even look real. Bazooka kind of arm by Vlad. I'd go Vladimir in right field. Catcher?
Yeah, there's a number of these guys. I mean, you know, Pudge Rodriguez, you know, certainly comes to mind. He was a great defensive catcher. Our own guy with the Mets, Jerry Grody, you know, was a tremendous tremendous defensive catcher. You know, but I understand that when you think of this guy, you know, you think about a guy that really was, you know, hit more than defense, I guess. But Johnny Bench, I mean, Johnny Bench was a fabulous defensive catcher. I mean, he could throw guys out. You know, as far as framing pitches and stuff like that, I mean, he was the prototypical guy. So I got to go with him. I got to go with Bench.
I wanted to not pick Ivan Rodriguez because I had heard later in his career, I'd heard stories that he would purposely call fastballs just so he could throw runners
out. Throw guys out, yeah.
And
he's got to be in a conversation, though, doesn't he?
No, he's the answer to me.
He's the next guy. Another guy that needs to be thrown in there too is Yadier Molina.
Yes, and that was the other guy I was thinking
that's
about.
Another guy that needs to be mentioned.
No question. See, the problem with catching and trying to judge it is I don't know what kind of impact the catcher is making on a pitcher. I have no idea. We don't know what their relationship is like. Right. We don't know. You know, sometimes you hear from a pitcher, man, I never had to shake my catcher off one day. There is a value to that. That there's no stat that can measure it. And even watching a game, it's tough to measure. So what's always going to jump out at you is shutting down a running game. Yep. And Ivan Pudge Rodriguez shut down a running game like I've never seen.
Yeah, he
Whether he purposely called fastballs just to shut down the run game or not, I'll never know the answer, but there was a season or seasons in Texas in which he would throw out 55% of base runners. The average is 30. I mean, think about that.
Yeah, no, I know.
He was putting up numbers that are just in you could not run on him.
Right.
So it is Ivan Rodriguez. And how about pitcher?
Well, doesn't it have to be Greg Maddux? I mean,
yes.
The guy won like 20 gold gloves. Doesn't it have to be him?
That's the one we're gonna be universal on. Yeah, it's definitely Greg Maddux.
Right? It has to be him.
No question. There are a lot of pitchers out there that can feel their position really well, and it does jump out at you, but Greg Maddux was the best.
Yep.
To go along with, you know, the Hall of Fame career, he had the greatest glove.
I was just thinking it. So every guy I picked was a Hall of Famer, but I mean, it wasn't planned that way, I'll say that.
No, and look, as much as I tried, and I think you all try to say, I'm not going to think about the offense, it always is going to creep in a little bit. You're going to think about it a little bit. You know, it's tough to just...
Well, I think the three guys that jump out at me the most where I don't think about, and I guess you could put Mazeroski in that, probably the whole infield, would I say that. I mean, because, you know, Hernandez, you know, there's a lot of big power hitting first baseman that you're going to think of before you think of Keith, even though he was a tremendous hitter. And, you know, but Ozzy, you know, wasn't the greatest hitter, but, and neither was Brooks. I mean, Brooks was a good hitter, but he wasn't George Brett, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't, you know, he wasn't that kind of a hitter, but he was, you know, he was an outstanding hitter, but he, you know, but there's no doubt about it defensively. So, I mean, to me, I didn't plan it that way, but they all turned out to be Hall of Famers.
Yeah, I think I've got two Hall of Famers then, Greg Maddux and Robbie Alomar. That's it.
Right.
And I don't know how many of these others are getting. Well, right. Vladimir, so a third.
Vladimir's in. Rodriguez, Pudge is in.
And Pudge is in. So, yeah, it's up there. Right. It's four.
Right.
Yeah, because I Vizquel.
And Maddux.
Yeah, Maddux I included. Vizquel.
That's five out of the nine.
Vizquel I hope will get in.
He should be. Vizquel to me is only Ozzy was better, and it's not by a lot. I'll say that.
Arenado we'll see someday probably.
Right. Right.
JT Snow will never be a Hall of Famer.
Won't. You know, but neither will Keith. But Keith isn't going to be either.
No, you're right. You're right. But it's funny how there are certain positions that you look at for defense more than others. I mean, when you think of center field and you think of shortstop and even catcher, defense comes first. And a lot of these other positions, it's more forgotten about a little bit.
Right.
Interesting, though.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.